Okay, good evening everybody, and tonight we are going to finish Chelek Beis of Avos Chesed, so actually a shorter chapter, and then next week we start Chelek Gimel, which is Be'ez Hashem to discuss Hachnas Orchim and guests. It's actually, we're going to jump from one, the more monetary parts of Chesed, to the other acts of Chesed, such as, you know, consoling mourners, visiting the sick, having guests, things of that sorts, and many things like that. Giving people advice, calming people down, all different types of acts of kindness. But tonight, we're going to finish all the things we've been discussing about tzedakah and loans, and the Chafetz Chaim discusses in the 24th perek of Chelek Beis, the mitzvah to pay back a loan. Bo yuvayar gaidel achiv, how great of an obligation it is to pay back a loan. If you borrow money from somebody, it's a major obligation, and quite a serious one, as we'll see in a few moments. Hine, ad ko barna gaidel mitzvah shalva. Until now, really, when we discussed borrowing money, giving loans, the importance of giving a loan, we were discussing from the sake of how great it is to give a loan, how empowering it is, and how if a person has the money and doesn't give a loan, really they're liable. We did discuss she'ela, if you borrow an object, like if you borrow a person's book or blender, the obligation, or how that obligation to give an object back. But that's not a loan. That's a she'ela. That's if you borrow an object. Tonight we're going to discuss the mitzvah to pay back a loan. The atin avayar, and now we'll elucidate, is gaidel achiv, how great it is, achiv, shemuta al haloive, that a person who borrows money to pay back a loan. Amru chazal, the Talmud says in Ksubis, peivav, prius chayv, to pay back a loan is a mitzvah. A person pays back a loan, they should feel good. They're doing a mitzvah. Person needs a loan. If they legitimately need a loan, take it. Most people, by the way, in businesses need to take loans at some point. Almost everybody, when they buy a house, gets a loan, right? People get a mortgage, so people need loans. When you pay it off, you should feel, now we're talking from Jew to Jew here, not to corporations, but it's actually, it's a mitzvah. V'lo yuchal l'hishtamen atzma mizeh. You cannot duck it, avoid it. Kumo she'ena yachol lifter atzma, just like a person has an absolute obligation on sukkah to sit a sukkah, or shoshana to hear shofar, and every day, every weekday to put on tefillin, ayin sham megemara, which compares it to that kind of serious obligation. Bo re'e ad kama gadol chiyav hazeh, how great is this obligation? Shari amru chazal. Talmud says in Baba Metzia, the massage in the Balchov, okay, that you set up the person who is not paying back his loan, okay? The loaner demands the money back and comes to Beis Din. It says this guy's not paying back, right? He's refusing to pay back. He has assets. I gave him a 5-year loan with these terms, right? That we don't take ribbons, of course, interest. But you should give me so-and-so a month. He's not paying back the loan. He doesn't want to pay back the loan. He wants to live in his house. This sounds crazy, but unfortunately, I've been there, done that, seen it. Actually, even from, you know, running a moistus of chinuch, there are people who owe the school money, and they're just not individual people. You know, I'm not even talking about pledges. A different time, it's because a person pledges and doesn't give it. That's like a neder. That's a serious thing. You know, all Jewish organizations, actually all, almost all deal with this. I mean, people make a pledge. Sometimes you build off that pledge. That's very serious. Not that's like a neder, shalat gizela. But people owe money for tuition or whatever it is. And sometimes they legitimately can't pay, and so we work something out. But sometimes they just don't want to pay. Their children benefited, and they want a free ride. You know, they essentially are took services and don't want to pay for it. The people who take loans, whether for whatever reason, and just don't want to pay it back. I've seen this with relatives. a relative gives a relative a loan, and, you know, they don't want to pay it back. You know, you're my father, you're my cousin, you're my brother, you're my sister. Why should I pay you back? I need the money to buy a house. I need the money for a business. Okay, you're rich. You don't need my money back. What do you know? Or just like they owe it to me for whatever reason. Or people have some pathological issues of paying back loans. But unfortunately, it's not a new thing. So the guy doesn't want to pay him back a loan. So the Beis Din comes. They leave him enough food for 30 days. Or enough money for food, and enough clothes for a year, and everything else they take to the market, even his work tools, if he needs for melachto, they leave him his work tools, v'chol shar metaltlin, usfarim, everything else, his library, his svarim, his things in his house, his lands, his properties, you sell it to pay back the loan. He doesn't even leave, there's nothing left for the family. Just this guy, taking his money, will leave him. If he refuses to pay a loan, Beis Din, the court, will liquidate him to pay for his loan. Right? Now, I know people, it's not exactly a loan, but the same thing, they don't pay people for their work. There are people who are infamous for this, that they'll use services and they say, I'm not paying you, right? Yeah, well, you know, they will use vendors, services, plumbers, doctors, lawyers, whatever it may be, and then they cannot pay them. Almost sheishbo, and some people are bullies, and they're business people. You can't force them, and they're power brokers, so to speak. And they don't pay people, they don't return the loan, or they keep something for themselves. They are breaking the Torah, says, Sashik Esriach, you shouldn't oppress your friend. But it says in the, Mishpah is the monetary part of Shulchan Aruch. Ezu Oishak, what's considered taking illicit gains, oppressing somebody in business? The guy gives you something, right? You acquired it with willfully. The owner gave it to you, and not knowingly. The chaylin shetvo tvo. Kavu shalom bechazak l'zeru. Now you have it. You're not returning it. You're keeping it. You're not giving back that money to its proper owner. Could go. For example, you have a loan from somebody. Somebody lent you money. They did a mitzvah. They did a kind deed. They went out of the way. They pushed themselves and gave you a loan. And you do not return that loan because either you're wealthy or you're powerful or you don't care. You're over this mitzvah or schiris. Or they rented you. Or something. You paid something and wants to get it back. And you're asking for your money back. Right? That was a deal. And you're not giving it back. This bully won't give it back. And the quote-unquote victim, person who gave you the money, expecting to get the money back, in Yachatz and money, can't get it because the person who has the money is a difficult, strong, powerful person. So Ad Kalashon of the Talmud says, Shulchan Aruch brings down, that a person is over, you're oppressing your friend, you're over a negative prohibition. But Vigam Amru Chazal gets even more serious. The Gemara says it's really Medrash Rabbah as well. Arba Nikro Rishayim. There are four people called evil, wicked. Now, when the Torah calls you evil or wicked, that's not just like a guzma, an exaggeration, or a way to get the point across. It means classified in the Torah as wicked. The Echad Mehem, one of these people is Haloive the Ein Mashalim. Shemar loyve rasha v'loy yishalim. The pasuk says that a rasha, you're called a rasha, for borrowing money and not returning it. It means you're stealing and you're abusing the system. People won't give loans if people don't pay them back. You're hurting the whole system. You're having no compassion. The person did you a favor, gave you an interest-free loan, and you don't want to pay him back, you refuse to pay back the person. and a person should be humiliated. Kishyodeh shechaz biyadu lefreya. When a person knows they can pay it back. Vunea atzma mizeh. Right? And he doesn't care to do it. By the way, I'm not going there tonight. We're not doing Chosh Mishpat. But in America, there's a whole branch of law called bankruptcy. You can be a bankruptcy attorney. And, you know, there's you know, all kinds of corporate schemes, partnerships or corporations, limited partnerships, etc., really to protect the person from liability, from lawsuits. We're in a litigious country, lawsuits, a lot of litigation, but also on top of that, very often, for personal liability of bankruptcy, right? There are all kinds of people who leveraged big buildings. Then the President of the United States had a couple major real estate ventures. He put down 5% maybe, and they went bankrupt, and he walked away and didn't pay the banks back anything because that's the law of the land. If you're dealing with Jews, there's no bankruptcy law, okay? So if you owe somebody money, declaring bankruptcy, which is really again, you have to ask the Shaila. There are some leniencies with bankruptcy with corporations, but essentially you owe the money. And if you have the money back, just say, you're a billionaire, you're worth $50 million to be a billionaire. You're $50 million, you took a loan, and took it through a corporation, which you're not liable, but you got it from a Jew, and you declare bankruptcy. I don't owe you the money. Okay, you took a $2 million loan. I don't owe you the money. Sorry. Meanwhile, this guy's $50 million in the bank. I don't know the money could declare bankruptcy. That's not Jewish law. So again, the person has just to be aware of that should anything of that sort happen. But going back, person has the money to pay back, could pay the good person, the tzaddik, usually, who lends money, or maybe atzmo shem rasha, you could bring, the Torah calls you a wicked person, you don't pay back the money. Deloi, im yikre'u chaver rasha, if you call your friend a rasha, yid, afil beilin atzmo, shlo hagia ayedei ze shum bezan, right, then humiliating, afa piken, you call anyone wicked, evil. You call any religious Jew evil. You're an evil person. You're a Rasha. Who do we associate? Like Lavan, we associate Esav. If you broaden it to, people today would say Hitler was a Rasha. Machshmo Zichro. Yeah, so you talk about Rashayim, wicked people. You, anyone get angry? Someone goes to this, you're a Rasha. Bothers a person. It should bother a person to call it a Rasha. Now, that's a regular loser calls a person a Rasha. The kol shekemba is that here, this shigarim la'atzlo, you caused yourself by not paying back a loan. The Torah is calling you a Rasha. You created that characterization for yourself, that name for yourself. Kama maklipa, maklima, how humiliated and bush and chirpa, shame you should have in the future. When they come up to Shemayim and you go for eternity, she aspires in Shmoy Zelifnei Ribe Revovois. They're going to call it, here comes Barol the Rasha. Barol the Rasha. Took loans and didn't pay them back. The wicked person. Kamosha Kasva Sram HaKadashim, she called Yanav Shal Adam. We know, Api Kabbalah, that everything of a person is Nechrazim. Is when you get to Shemayim, it's going to be called out, but it's sparsim and publicized in front of everybody. And a person thinks that in this world, they got away with it in their back room somewhere, they did some kind of sin, they pilfered money, saw something disgusting, acted disgusting, right? Ate something disgusting, treated people disgusting, right? Didn't pack well. No, when you get to Shemayim, they're going to call it out. Big, if you don't, of course you do tshuva, we'll erase it, but without that, it's going to be announced, everyone will know. Even though this person walks around all nice and dandy, like they're tzaddik, right? But if they act like a Rasha, that sin, not paying back a loan, Yeah, the person's brother doesn't want to tell people, but he took a loan from his brother. You know, brother has a family, but for a brother, he put out $100,000 for his brother to, you know, was struggling, whatever. And now, brother A gets ripped off. Brother B doesn't want to pay him back. Why? Because why should I pay him back? Dad liked him. He got more stuff anyways. Why should I pay him back? So we think brother A is going to go around and tell people. Maybe he won't say a word to anybody because he's a good person. And so he's the good brother. Okay? But Hashem knows. And then when brother B dies, besides being a Rasha in this world, they will call him a Rasha in the eternal world. And he'll be, well, his Shalom Aleichem, his Bruchim Abayim, to Shemayim, to the heavens, will be, here comes Beryl the Rasha, if you get his name is Beryl, right? Right next to Esav HaRasha, Love and HaRasha. I mean, he declared, called a Rasha. Not next to, no categories, but be Rasha. Vizel Kavanas Chazal Ba'Ovus. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. I hope everyone's doing Pirkei Avos now. It's still always, you know, still, you know, even though some have the minig or to Shua, many have the minig to keep going all the way to Rosh Hashanah time. And it's a good minig. V'alitzi ha-rasha b'fnei atzmecha. It says in Avos, don't be a rasha. Don't create yourself into rasha. U'v'prat im tehu tamar chacham. Certainly, if you're a Torah scholar, avarinoi gadol me'oid me'oid. Then a person is, that's a serious sin. Shamischal Hashem Shemayim Al Yedei Zeh. You desecrate Hashem's name if you do that. V'oiv ro'oid, v'var kol eila nechtel alav. You also make a chil Hashem. How does a person not have menschlichkeit, the decency to return a person's objects, money? It's not yours. A person does your mitzvah. You're here. You guide is a mitzvah, kindness, a merciful act to you. And you just like backstab them. This is chil Hashem. Anyone hears this would be disgusted. Right? Hopefully, they're disgusted. Thinking it's normal. Ugdoila mi zu amr be Yuma. The Talmud says in Yuma, pay a sign. Hey chidam yichil Hashem. What is this chil Hashem? Could go into akif lo yav to be the altar, right? Even if you don't pay the right away, you dreizach. Sometimes, you know, I'm not joking, by the way. I was told a friend of mine, right at the yeshiva, at the end of the year, our fiscal year ends June 30th. And there were some challenges. So I told him, it's ridiculous. You know, people owe money to the schools. But we Baruch Hashem, we always paying. But we have millions of dollars. We have a $20+ million just operational budget. So we have millions of dollars that go, you know, a month. It's, you know, almost $2 million a month, just a month. On the average month, sometimes more. So it's all 80% payroll. It's just 300 from employees, etc. So I'm like, it's amazing. We always pay. And if someone does offenders, unless it's some issue, you know, we pay them. So how do people not pay yeshiva? How do people always? This guy literally just sent me for the yeshiva, put my CEO, a bat. He's a character person. He says, it's a bat, and he put my name on this bat. I gave my office, although I'm not sure he'll do it there. So I just saw this, this person was himself in Chinuch for many years. And he went to work, he was successful. He was actually a principal, Manal Yeshiva, in Chicago. So I said, what did you send me a bat for? He said, if they don't pay the collection, you can always hit them. I'm like, Shkayach. But the point is, it's like, what are you thinking? Right, what a chil Hashem. There are people who go on vacations around the world, but they can't pay for their tuition, or they owe people money, the plumber, the doctor, the lawyer, the person who helped them. Right? They owe their sibling money. They owe their parents. They think it's, right? I'm not going to parents borrowing from children, which is could be an unfortunate situation. Right? But how do you not pay them back? Neighbors, friends, soulmates. And you have that time, you're wrong with the money. Person doesn't have money, so you have to. Okay, that's the whole Shiloh also, but the Chachur, at least there you can say you really can't. And if a person's a kind lender, loan, it could be they'll extend the loan. But to not pay back when you have the money, you're Rasha. Chil Hashem. Someone says, not my words, I'm saying it from Chazal. Serious stuff. And even if you don't pay back right away, you have the money, you're just not paying it right away. It's a chil Hashem, the Gemara says. Yuma. V'isvachay shemishpat aser l'loiva. It's forbidden for loiva. Like kachas halva'a. L'hotzia sheloi l'tzarech. L'avda. Right? You borrowed it for your business, and now you're going to take it for personal things. Right? Or you abuse the money you're lent with, and then you lose it. You can't pay it back. Right? This person lent you money under certain conditions. You asked for, you explained your situation, and now you are abusing that money. That was not what the money was given for. So it's also the loyve. Now that person can't get the money for his loan. Vim Aisa Kane, and if you do that, you're also a Rasha. You took money which is not yours. He gave you the money for this, and now you're using it for this. V'chol shekein heichesh yeshlo. Certainly, if you had the money, and you just don't want to pay it back, you want to use this guy's money, right? How serious severe is it? In the footnote here, he quotes two of the big Mefarshim on Torah Shulchan Aruch, the Sma and the Taz. They explain this. When you take money, which is given for something specific, and you take it for something else. U'mechal Devrei, this is the Chavetz Chaim, from the Taz and the Sma's words, to call Shenaito Mam Mechavero al Eze Esek. Let's say you borrow money for business for a certain thing. Yizar Shlo L'shash Mam Mechavero al Eze Esek. Don't make it to your personal slush fund. You won't have money to pay back the lender. He didn't lend it to you for that. He lent it to your person to make a wedding, to start a business. Over a sinu arab and says the Chavetz Chaim, due to our many sins, people are just so lazy for it, laid back. Other people's money, very careless. These people worked hard. They pushed themselves. They got educated. They pushed themselves. They work hard. People could lose. They lent money, you know, sometimes for business purpose, for mitzvahs, and you're going to ruin these people. Right, you are damaging people, and there's no way to comfort you. This guy took your money and abused. Actually, I'm not sure if I said this a week or two ago, that right now in Chicago, there is a sign up with six of the Rabbanim. There was an individual who lived a nice lifestyle, but you know, I know who he is. You know, claiming that he can't, that he needs money, and he has friends, he's, you know, grew up here, and has people know his family, and borrows money doesn't without any possibility of returning it. You know, tells people, you know, if your mileage points and this, and he needs it. So Bonham didn't put his name on the sign yet. They just said anyone who's giving a loan should, you know, make sure to speak to your rabbi beforehand because there is somebody who's abusing. You know, abusing it. So there's no menachem. Imagine there are people who live really in a tight lifestyle, and this guy comes to Kanebuch and they feel okay. I may struggle, but I still can pay my basic bills, even though I have no fat for vacations or whatever. Yeah, he has a guy alone. This guy took money from simple people, not just the rich people. Okay, how do you comfort a person? He went to no good cause. This guy's, you know, va'anashim eloh chomsim. Right, and these people were really stealing. They're thieves. Limum barlam kulam. They're so positive. Shiyeshu mechlem echvoymas angla demechavrim. They literally live. They have nice cars, vacations. They, you know, comfy lifestyle and other people's guilt. Ve'em yoedim klivasov zeigiz lenafsham gamken. They will be punished and judged this world and next. Rekoyvus kavim nefesh Hashemish mereno. For this kind of situation, a person, right, you have the money, you return the loan. And surely, also to take a loan, if you do not or never plan to pay it back, or you don't see how you could pay it back, unless the person lender, you explain to them you're not sure you'll be able to pay it back. And if he takes the assumption of risk, he knows it may end up being tzedakah, and not alone. Fine. Back to the text itself. That was a footnote. So if you don't return, we have the money, you return it. How serious the money is, the affair is. You let it sit back, I just don't want to pay this guy. Forget about it. If you have money that was ill-gotten gains, it was not erlich, not done in the right way. What you do with that money will not be successful. You get money, wealth, not b'mishpat, not with erlichkeit, not with honesty. That money will leave you, so it won't last. Yadzvenu kal shneim. And the word yadzvenu, it will leave you, falls in two things. Pamayim yaza sa'oishar sa'odam. Right? Sometimes the money leaves the man, and sometimes the man leaves the money, i.e. they get buried. They leave this world. This will not last. V'yechal gamas yesra pleita sheyeshto ba'atza v'kvar. Can cause not only the money you stole to be lost, give the cause in Shaman to zero to take away a decree, take away the money you have without stealing. The Eastern Sechas Derech Eretz Zuta, this is in Sprite Summer Sechas Derech Eretz Zuta, in Natalta Eshein Shalcha, you take gelt money which is not yours, it doesn't belong to you. Eshalcha Lilu Mimcha Mimcha. What's really yours? You did work. A guy has a job. He worked hard on his job. But he also took some money that doesn't belong to him. You'll lose not only the money that was improperly gained, but even the money that came with hard sweat and tears. The heart was into it. The inyan shmira. Mamon achen nichla b'chal mashan. Watch other people's money. Haksiva agilicha adam atoy mashu deresuchan kim as mishpat. Person should be erlich. Person should lend you money, or person use you agree to watch the money. You have an obligation. Person should be careful not to rip off, cheat, hurt other people. Finally, else earlier, which we elaborate upon this. Person who cares about their soul. Careful about these laws, right? To pay back loans. And of course, to give loans. You're careful on these loans. You'll be zeicha b'ed Hashem to see Yeshua Hashem, salvation from Hashem. Shamru mishma v'atztaka. Person's careful to live a just life, follow the laws, not to play shtick, not to play games. And give tzedakah. Some people give tzedakah, they get money, but they get money through ripping off people, the government, or whatever. Ki kroiva Yeshua Salava, v'tzikas legalas, you bring the gula closer. V'ayim ashka savnim, svastam, there he talks about svastam, is a kuntres, is a book, small book about, partially about not ripping people off and being ethical in business. And, that's really that Kroivi Yeshua Silavo, it's Lahavo, it brings the Yeshua, honesty, Erlach, return alone. If somebody does you a favor, you return alone. It's not a nice thing. And don't delay. You do it right away. That way Mirza Shem and Natsfus, you get a mitzvah for returning alone. And you encourage another person to that person to give more and more loans, right? To do more and more and more mitzvahs. To bring more and more and more Kiddush Hashem into this world. To bring more and more bracha into this world. Because when you give a loan and you return it properly, that's what it brings. Bracha, Kiddush Hashem. And only good things. We should be zoicha for Klal Yisrael, for ourselves, to only see mazel bracha. And I'm telling you, next week, Emir Tzah Hashem, we will resume with inviting guests to our house, Chelik Shlishi, about Hachas Rechem. Okay, thank you.